Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that sadaqah locks up 70 doors of evil. 70 doors of evil is locked up by spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by giving sadaqah. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that everybody will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of judgment until decision is made between people. Subhanallah. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, verily, sadaqah protects the contributors of sadaqah from the heat of the grave, and certainly a Muslim will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, as-salah is a proof of iman, and fast is a shield from sins. Sadaqah wipes out sins as water extinguishes fire. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Salah is a proof of iman. Fasting is a shield from sins. And sadaqah, you know, wipes out your sins as the water extinguishes fire. Subhanallah. So you want profit in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give sadaqah. You want to be protected on the day of judgment, then you give sadaqah. You want the doors of evil to be closed, then you give sadaqah. You want your sins to be removed, then you give sadaqah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned another hadith, give sadaqah early in the morning, as calamity does not precede charity. Subhanallah. Calamity does not precede charity. Look at the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Calamity does not precede charity. Means in the morning you wake up, you want to leave for work, give something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, with the blessings and the bounties of that sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that that day, inshallah, you will be saved from calamities, from difficulties, from afflictions, from problems. Make it a habit. In the morning when you wake up, before you leave for work, before you leave maybe for school, for college, for university, for anything, give something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, it doesn't have to be 1,000 rands, 100 rands. Even your 1 rand which you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can also be accepted. The main thing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your heart, your actions, your intentions. That's what matters in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you are white, whether you are black, whether what color you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, how much you gave, how less you gave. That's not the thing which matters in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the quantity. It's the quality which makes a difference. Yes, somebody can give 1 million rands, 1 billion rands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but his heart is not pure. His intention is not pure. His intention is not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's for people. It's for showing off. It's for ostentation. It's for riyah. It's for many other purposes. On the other hand, somebody gives, you know, a few rands, 5 rand, 10 rand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is possible that this 5 rand and 10 rand will have more value in the court of Allah than that 1 million and 1 billion rands which that person gave. So don't keep, make your heart small that I am only giving something small. You know, what if it, you know, it's not accepted in the court of Allah? Don't think about this. This is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the most compassionate. He knows your intentions in your heart. Before you even think about them, he knows about your intention. So you're taking that little amount and you say, Ya Allah, this is all I have. I'm giving in your path. This is all I can afford at the moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that inshallah, the next time you give, you will give more than that, and sadaqah will keep on increasing. Subhanallah. So when you spend in the path of Allah, don't feel shy and don't hesitate. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to your capacity.